if you are not spending every dollar you have or don't even have at the mall or online right now this weekend, you are un-American. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. This is a best of hour. It's part of a best of show this week across the country as we are recovering from Thanksgiving. But now we begin the long holiday season and we're out shopping all over the place, the malls and online and all that. So, to give you some entertainment as you begin your holiday shopping, we are going to have some of our better interviews and better segments from the past 3 or 4 months. Coming up this hour, we will revisit our interview with legendary TV producer Norman Lear. Norman changed television and changed the way we looked at entertainment in the 1970s. So we will once again hear from Norman Lear. Then we will replay one of our more popular segments of 2016. This just aired a few weeks ago. The Italian Thanksgiving, as explained by Cara DeFalco, it is completely different. I know Thanksgiving itself is over. It's still the weekend of Thanksgiving, and you're still eating leftovers, so it is not too late to experience an Italian Thanksgiving. Then Cara and I will talk about some really bad first date ideas, another one of our more popular segments from the past few months. So sit back, listen, and enjoy. So let's start this hour off, though, with what is now the beginning of the crazy shopping time that carries us through the holiday season. We have just passed Black Friday, so we are into Black Weekend. So if you're not out there spending every single dime that you have or don't even have yet, you're just not being a good person. Now, I personally, the actual going to the mall thing, the whole Black Friday thing, the whole this weekend thing, it's starting to kind of ease off a little. I think it crested about 4 or 5 years ago as more and more people decide to just buy things online. Now, do you still experience the giant lines to crash their way into a mall at 4 a.m. or are you shopping on Thanksgiving night? Did you do that this year? I didn't, and I refused to join that. We did that one time. Wow, about 10, 15 years ago, we waited outside of a Walmart and people started punching each other and they smashed through the doors at 5 o'clock and my wife and I looked at each other and said, let's get the hell out of here and go home. Never did that again. There is such an expectation that you are now supposed to just start buying and buying and buying and buying. And when you're back at work on Cyber Monday, screw your work. You're supposed to be logged into Amazon and all these other sites, and you are just running up your credit card and you're draining down your debit card because you need to buy as many things as possible. And we lose the intention of the holiday season, but it happens every single year. Do you really need to buy something for Uncle Jim? Let's just say you haven't seen Uncle Jim in 4 years. You only see Uncle Jim normally at weddings and at funerals. So you buy something for Uncle Jim and you give it to a family member who will give it to another family member who will give it to Uncle Jim and he'll get it on Valentine's Day. Why are you spending money like this? Also, what about old friends? You know, those old friends you graduated high school in the 1980s with, and you only speak to these old friends maybe once every 5 or 6 years? Why are you buying Christmas presents for their kids? It makes no sense. People put themselves in such financial holes because they feel they have to keep up with one another, and they feel they have to spend, spend, spend. And you're the one that's living paycheck to paycheck, but you gotta buy something for that woman you know, the woman you know that has the fancy house and the 2 Range Rovers in her driveway. You're eating beef stew out of a can for the next 2 weeks for dinner, but you gotta make sure you buy her something. It's ridiculous. Buy things for people that mean something to you. You don't have to jump into this whole thing. And no, you do not have to sit at your desk all Cyber Monday and click yourself into a financial hole. All right, here we go with a best of hour. First up, Norman Lear is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. A show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.